The Packers getting their first victory of the 2014 campaign, granted a preseason victory, but a victory nonetheless, topping the Rams 21-7. To break it all down, from CheeseheadTV.com, the one, the only Brian Caravu on the K-Lines. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we won. That's good, right?
That's absolutely good for the Packers.
Always good to at least feel the victory. Again, it is preseason, so mainly we're focusing on who's going to make this team, who's going to get the starting jobs. But I got to tell you, I think a lot of people were thinking big when the Packers' first drive, they just went down the field, marched down, played at a very quick pace. Rodgers looking as sharp as ever. Let's get into it after a drive like that, Brian. I'm ready.
Yeah, the Packers, you know, that first drive of the game, that no-huddle offense looked in mid-season form. Aaron Rodgers absolutely looked like the Aaron Rodgers everybody has grown to know and love. You know, I guess the question is, can that extend into the regular season? I see no reason to think it can't. The most impressive part is that drive came with two rookies in the game, basically. At center, J.C. Treader, although he's technically in his second year, he didn't play a single down last season,
right,
and he was injured most of the year. And then at tight end, rookie Richard Rodgers was on the field. I mean, for you to be able to operate that kind of no-huddle offense with two new guys in the system, that was really impressive.
Are we going to be calling Rodgers the Rodgers a lot this year? That guy looks like he's got a pretty good track at possibly a starting role with this team.
Yeah, I do think so. I think there will be somewhat of a rotation at tight end between Andrew Corliss and Brandon Bostic as well. But, I mean, the Packers certainly like what they see in Richard Rodgers. They have no hesitation, obviously, about using him. So he'll be out there a lot. And I imagine Rodgers to Rodgers, the Cal connection will be in full effect.
It wasn't all good news on the offensive side of the ball. Derek Sherrod on the offensive line struggling a bit in this one. What do what does the outlook look like for him moving forward? It was not a solid performance.
It's interesting because last week at this time, we were so impressed by Derek Sherrod in his first preseason game. You were so buoyed your spirits a little bit because, you know, here he's coming back from the injury and he looks well in his first outing, and he looked equally disappointing this week. So we don't really know what Derek Sherrod Packers are going to get, and you have to be concerned because he's right now the top backup at tackle. If anything were to happen over the course of 16 games to David Bakhtiari or Brian Bulaga, Sherrod would be the guy to come out on the field. Now, I mean, maybe it's just one bad outing, especially considering he played well in the first preseason game. He's really a guy to watch the last two preseason games to find out if it's the good Derek Sherrod, the bad Derek Sherrod, or maybe somewhere in between.
The Packers beating the Rams over the weekend, 21-7. Their next game is Friday night against the Raiders. They've got two at Lambeau Field to close out the preseason. The coverage will start right here on K107.1 at 5 o'clock and the kickoff at 7. A guy who made a name for himself, Jayrone Elliott. Here's a guy, and some people will say, well, he had three sacks in the game, I believe. Some people will say, though, well, these guys that are at the end of the games, I mean, these are guys battling. Half of them are going to be driving beer trucks in the next 2 weeks. But you have to make an impression at some point. And this kid looked like a world beater in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, his three sacks and also a forced fumble came in the span of 8 plays for Jayrone Elliott. He's definitely making an impression and the type of guy who's making a push for a roster spot. He's got a lot of competition at the outside linebacker position. Packers have 9 outside linebackers on the roster. They obviously don't have room to keep all of them. So it's really going to come down to the very end as all these guys, you know, are pushing for a roster spot. They're getting playing time, and they're going to want to impress in the last two preseason games. But Jaron Elliott is setting himself up for a spot on the roster. Now he just has to keep on ticking as the last two preseason games come here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, two more games. This next one is typically when the starters will play the most at any point throughout the preseason. And then one more game next week against the Chiefs. What are you looking for these next 2 weeks? Either guys that may be playing for a starting job or guys that really need to pick up the pace or they may not have a job at all. Who are some of the guys that you're kind of focusing on these next two games?
I'll tell you one guy that's really interesting is fourth-round draft choice Carl Bradford plays at the same position as Jaron Elliott, and Elliott looks like the better player even though he's the undrafted rookie. Here the Packers spend a draft choice and a mid-round draft choice on Bradford. Not only is he, not making any plays, he's barely playing in these preseason games. He got something like 8 snaps the first preseason game. I think he got 12 just this past weekend against the Rams. He's not getting much of an opportunity to show himself, and part of that is because the Packers have 9 outside linebackers on their roster. But, boy, it's almost looking like, while you spend a fourth-round draft choice on him, are you going to end up cutting the guy, or is he just going to be the type that you carry on the roster all year, but he never is good enough to play as a rookie? Maybe a transition to inside linebacker could be in the works. That's kind of been hypothesized by a lot of people about that's where he might fit better. But he's a guy I'm really watching because the Packers made an investment into him during the draft.
Lots to keep our eyes on these next couple of weeks. Again, Friday night, the next Packer preseason game. The coverage starts at 5 p.m. on K107.1, the kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to you Friday morning. It's Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Have a great rest of the week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.